This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This week, I'm downstairs at Blueberry Hill in the Duck Room, which has just gotten some new renovations, and I'm with Christine Edwards and Joe Edwards to talk about what's going on here. Thanks, guys, for having me over.
Oh, thanks for talking to us.
So I heard that there was a little bit of misfortune that led to fortunate circumstances of being able to work on the Duck Room recently because you needed a little block of time to get the things done.
Yeah, when the tornado hit, there was an electrical issue in the elevator. And so obviously bands couldn't load in and out and just kind of a safety concern. So we had to shut down for a little bit. And, you know, Blueberry Hill is open every day of the year. And if you call our voicemail, my dad's voice will remind you of that. And it's just kind of a quirky thing that he's always loved, that it's open every day of the year. Which is great for accessibility, but tricky for renovations and updates. So we just kind of took this 2 weeks, 3 weeks that we were kind of forced to fix some larger issues, to like spruce up the room and make some visual improvements so that customers and bands have a better experience.
Before we get to all the details of all that, I probably should back up a little bit on the history of this place. Joe, tell me a little bit about the history of the Duck Room.
Well, Blueberry Hill opened in 1972, and the Duck Room, I think, was 1994.
Seven.
I've always been a big proponent of music, as everybody is, really, because that's the lifeblood of people. I think their personal histories are based on music and all. So to have a place where we could start doing live music meant a lot to me. The jukebox that I programmed from day one with my record collection of 30,000 45 RPM records put Blueberry Hill on the map around the world. The BBC said it's the best jukebox in the world. Cashbox, Billboard magazine, that. So it started with the jukebox and the selections, and then it got to become a live music center where we had all sorts of people play here, including Chuck Berry, the father of rock and roll, played here 209 times. That's how much he loved this room, and the fans loved him. They came from all around the world. Really helped put St. Louis even bigger on that musical map. So it's a great room with great sound, great lighting, which has been improved. We can talk about that, but it's amazing. I'm real proud of it.
And I just want to point out that one summer when I think I was 9 and my sister was 13, we alphabetized all 30,000 of those records.
You're serious?
I am very serious. It was a crazy project.
That is a crazy project. That's hilarious.
Yeah, all the records laid out on the dining room table, old dining room table. Yeah, they were pretty awesome. They were pretty great.
That must have taken the whole summer.
It was a long project, yeah, but it was very satisfying. They're all in labeled boxes now in his basement at home. So.
And Christine, what's some of the recent history of this place as you've been here?
So I I worked here on the wait staff for 12 years when I was in high school and college and going through grad school. And I've just kind of recently just kind of gotten back in the mix in the last month or two, just with some organizational things. My dad's obviously really busy with a lot of other projects. And so he didn't really have the kind of time and energy to be the kind of like the foreman of the renovation. So I was just more orchestrating, you know, the timing of trying to get it done so quickly. But, you know, I grew up in this bar, and I've seen many shows here. And an interesting, funny thing that kind of happened with the renovation, I mean, I've seen hundreds of shows in the Duck Room, and I never noticed, which is insane to say, I never noticed some of the display cases on the wall. The wall color was this really nice light yellow before, but the lighting on the display cases now just pops so much more with the slightly darker blue walls. And I actually noticed all these beautiful display cases with comic books and the ducks on the ceiling that I somehow just didn't notice before.
Yeah, there are quite a few ducks.
Yeah.
Why was it called the Duck Room?
Well, I had a huge collection of duck decoys, for one thing. I also have a huge comic book collection with lots of duck-related themed comic books, and decided, well, I'm going to frame all those comic books, or at least a fraction of them, and put them up, and then build display cases high up, illuminated ones, to put the duck decoys in. And duck, it just, the word rhymes with so many other words. like good luck. Yeah. And fire truck.
Yeah. I think also your dad was a duck hunter, so I think there's kind of a family history with it. And then obviously Chuck Berry's Duck Walk was a part of it, and part of the decision too.
Oh, yeah. So that makes sense.
Kind of hits on multiple levels.
And the first show is tonight. Obviously, this will air tomorrow and the weekend, but I'll just talk about the first show is his grandson. Is that right?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that Charlie is going to be the one kind of reopening the Duck Room after the renovations and the dressing room renovations. And it's a real honor to have him, and it's part of the legacy of the family. It's pretty darn wonderful.
Yeah, Charlie Berry plays in town a lot, I assume. Yeah, I don't know much about him, actually.
Well, the first time I heard him play was years and years ago when he was just getting into it, and he was good. But then later on, a few years later, when he came and played here in the Duck Room, Blueberry Hill, he was great.
Mm.
I mean, his ability to play the guitar rivals his grandfather's. I mean, he's a good showman and a great instrumentalist and singer, both. It's pretty wonderful to see that genetic thing coming to fruition.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Christine, tell me about some of the specifics of the renovations. You talked about the lighting.
Example. So I think the major upgrade was we replaced all of the lighting, and Schiller's, a local company, was the one that did that. And part of it is just to have really easy presets and stuff like that for weddings, and a lot of people have 50th birthday parties and stuff down here. And then just for a better experience for the bands who have kind of lighting protocols. And you just don't really kind of realize how much of an impact lighting has on your enjoyment of the show as a spectator. I don't think I really kind of put it together until they started showing us demos and stuff like that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, part of the motivation to upgrade it a little too is just to make it seem a little bit more appealing for that. The rental rates are incredibly affordable compared to a lot of the rentals in St. Louis. And the Duck Room holds, I think, 350 people. And it's the perfect size for, again, weddings, a 50th birthday party, kids' birthday parties, that kind of stuff. And then the Elvis Room, which I love the Elvis Room, but it's a much smaller venue. Maybe it's like 125 to 150. And so a lot of people will rent that for like smaller parties or even like kind of DIY shows and things like that, like office kind of parties and stuff like that too. So we're hoping that with redoing the bathrooms and kind of sprucing everything up, we get more rentals too, because they're just a great space and we want it to be used and enjoyed by everyone in St. Louis.
What kind of acts do you get in here in general with a venue that's 350 people? I saw that there was a couple of well-known people that have played here before, obviously, besides Chuck Berry, like Ed Sheeran. Is that one that
yeah.
I mentioned?
Yeah, Ed Sheeran, John Legend.
Okay.
It's unbelievable the people that have come in here on their way up, mm-hmm. and a few on their way down. so it's but it's marvelous. And the intimacy of this room is what makes it so special, because there's not a bad sight line in the room. And everybody can see the eyes of the performers. The performers can see their eyes and really interact. And that's critical to have a great concert experience, I think. It's not a big stadium, obviously. It's better than a big stadium.
In terms of the logistics when people come in here, do you have to reserve tables? Are the tables here, or is it just standing room? How does that work?
It varies depending on the show. Sometimes we'll have seats all the way across. Other times we'll have standing room only set up. It totally depends on the show and what they expect. If it's a really kind of a folk singer type of thing, we'll have more tables and chairs out. If it's a rockin' concert, then we'll take a lot of the tables and chairs and store them and let people rock out.
Okay.
We're actually hosting a few comedy shows coming up, so I think the seating will be different for that. There's a local magician, Magic Amanda, who is on Penn and Teller, and she's doing a show here in a couple weeks. So I think that's going to be kind of exciting, kind of
that's
doing
fun.
Like different things and kind of curating different types of shows.
And yeah, we're lucky to have Magic Amanda in St. Louis, and we're lucky to have her here. She is amazing. If anybody thinks they want to see a really good magic show up close in front and interact with the magician, this is the place to do it.
Do you have a lineup of musicians coming in now that the renovations are done?
Yeah, so we're kind of using a few different local bookers. You can always reach out on the website as a band or as a booker if you want to book a show here. We're kind of hoping, as opposed to just using one, like having a contract with one strict booker, that allowing it to kind of open up to a lot of different bookers and talent buyers, that we can maybe have like a more diverse type of show and kind of promote the local music scene here a little bit more. I think we still want to get touring acts and things like that, but I think it's kind of a recommitment to the local music scene and trying to help develop that kind of post-COVID. St. Louis has an amazing music scene. I mean, you know, well-developed bands and kind of a great DIY punk and rock scene too. So I think we're just going to try to help facilitate that in any way we can.
What are your specific interests, Christine, in terms of the business here or the all the projects that your dad is involved in, and also just your interests locally, like music and things like that?
My current passion project is trying to convince my dad to redo the jukebox. He's being reluctant because he's quite busy, but maybe if I shame him on a radio station, he'll consider it. You know, so if you talk to my dad about, in his entire career, what were the parts along the road that kind of really lit him up or made him really, that he was the most passionate about or the most proud of, And he always talks just so lovingly and so passionately about this radio show that he ran on Friday nights. And he researched the bands the whole week, and he put together this curated show. And I mean, he obviously have listened to him on, you know, media pieces, but his witty banter, I mean, he's just so smart and knows everything about music. And the hope was that we could maybe get back to, you know, a jukebox that maybe plays 45s and could be curated and changed every 3 or 4 months, because I personally would love to have that. And we could maybe even have a night where, like, he kind of DJs it and maybe explains, you know, how he picked certain songs on it. But I think my only motivation to get involved with Blueberry Hill is just to help continue the legacy and, you know, keep the music scene and the restaurant scene and just the nightlife scene in general thriving, because things just changed after COVID. People don't go out as much. People don't drink as much. They're all California sober and, you know, kind of isolating at home.
I like that term.
And I think we just, you know, my dad is, you know, he is not in this for the money or the glory. He has spent his entire career building and creating spaces where people can feel comfortable, feel safe, feel welcomed, and connect with, you know, their fellow man. And it's just really admirable what he's done his entire career. And I'm only getting involved slightly just to take some of the annoying things off the plate so that he can focus on the things that, you know, he's truly passionate about, which is facilitating music. And then hopefully, if I can bully him enough, get a jukebox running again.
Earlier, you're saying, Joe, that you keep adding things, and maybe you should subtract some. They're piling up. But what are you focused on right now? What are a couple of things that you're most involved with
outside of Blueberry Hill?
Yeah,
I guess Magic Mini Golf. I don't know if people have heard of that yet, but hopefully they have. It's a place right across from the Patch and the Pinup Bowl. And it really is a fun place. I try to create places where you don't have to be good at the sport to enjoy it.
Joe Edwards, as always, thank you.
Thank you very much. And if bands want to play here, just send your resume in right to Blueberry Hill, and then we can contact you and figure out what's a good time.
And Christine Edwards, thanks so much. I enjoyed meeting you and appreciate your perspective on things.
Yeah, it was really nice meeting you. Thanks so much.
Bye. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.